Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion with us tonight, that's 603-283-6160. And who is us? Well, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And Nikki, you recently attended a protest. Bonnie, you attended it as well,
yes.
I think. I heard you initially went to the wrong place, but you ended up at the right place. Tell us about it.
So, this is what happened. So, I'll tell you the little story of how we ended up at the wrong hospital. So, I was typing it into my GPS as I was driving, and I just typed in...
Yeah, keep going.
I just typed in Dartmouth-Hitchcock Hospital, and it took me to the main campus, which I was assuming would be at Concord, but apparently the main campus is at Lebanon. So we went into Lebanon, and I'm not very familiar with New Hampshire.
FYI, for anyone curious, there is a cat in the studio, and the cat just stepped on the studio, on the keyboard and pressed buttons.
As they are known to do.
Yeah.
Such a cat thing.
Right. So we ended up in Lebanon at the main Dartmouth-Hitchcock campus, which was fine because we did find protesters there, and they were actually the couple that started the movement, the anti-vax mandate Dartmouth-Hitchcock movement in New Hampshire. So there was a bigger protest in Concord. I guess there was about 60 people there. It was a really great turnout, and there was maybe like six people where we were.
Okay. So not a huge turnout there, but I mean,
not
six
a huge
people.
Turnout, but they have been there every single day.
Like they don't leave. It's 24/7.
Yeah. And they don't leave. They have a military truck with signs on it. So there's always signs up right across the street from the hospital. So I think that's really awesome just to give the opposition a voice.
And their protest is just that, hey, we shouldn't be forced to get the vaccine.
Yeah, they're not anti-vax. So me and Bonnie went there. We met these people. And as I was looking for show prep today, I stumbled upon a few articles about the Lebanon protest. So I thought it'd be awesome
nice.
To bring up. Yeah.
So it's always good when, you know, media outlets cover the other side of things and protests in general.
Yeah, I thought it was really awesome. And this one's really well written. So Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center is situated along the town line between Lebanon and Hanover, two communities with among the highest vaccination rates in New Hampshire, a state with one of the highest vaccination rates in the nation that sits snugly in the country's most vaccinated region.
It wasn't the cat. It was me typing that did that.
Blaming it on the cat.
Yep. Bugs to be fixed. Tried a new thing, and it's working well, but there are bugs I need to address.
So the area would seem an unlikely location for a COVID-19 vaccination protest. Why? It's New Hampshire. Live free or die. I don't know why anybody's surprised.
Yeah. When I told my bosses that we went to the wrong location, but we ended up finding a protest, and he was like, that's such a New Hampshire thing.
Right?
You drove to a completely different place, like an hour away, and you still found a protest.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, I mean, that is a New Hampshire thing. When I ran for sheriff, someone on Reddit said something like, no, this is not at all like New Hampshire. New Hampshire is not like this. And then someone on Reddit said, yeah, but this is Keene, and Keene is absolutely like this. And it was just one of my favorite comments ever.
That's awesome. So last Saturday was the first day passing motorists would see the hand-painted placard reading, SueDHMC.com, no forced facts. Propped up against a military-style truck.
So they're no longer protesting? You said that
no,
was the last day?
No, they are. That last Saturday was the first day that they had got the hand-painted sign, a reading. SueDHMC.com, no forced faxed. Propped up against the military-style truck adorned with American flags parked at the intersection of Leahy Drive and Route 120 across the street from the entrance at the DHMC campus.
this just makes me think even more that they copied my free Keen blog post about it, because mine came first.
Let's see when this was written.
And I put military style truck, and I was like, that can't be how you're supposed to describe this truck, whatever.
This was published on the 16th.
It's just a truck with camo.
When was your article published, Bonnie? This was the 16th.
I don't know. Hold on.
Well, yeah, it's going to take our minute to pull that up.
We'll find out later. But so...
I'm not necessarily against, you know, plagiarism. Okay.
I'm wrong.
Cool. Okay.
Bonnie, did you copy them?
No, I swear I didn't copy them, but I don't know how else you'd describe it. It's not like a tank, because I almost put tank. It's just like a truck with camo.
Yeah, it's just a military-style vehicle. So this vehicle belongs to Alexandria, New Hampshire resident David. I really want to say his last name, but I know I'm going to butcher it, and he's a very nice man, and I don't want to insult him like that, but David... and his wife, Nicole, who is a licensed nursing assistant at DHMC. The truck remained parked on the corner throughout last week to protest Dartmouth-Hitchcock Health System's requirement that its 13,000 employees be vaccinated against COVID-19
Jesus
by September
Christ, 30th. Jesus Christ, that's a lot of employees.
And 80% of them have already been vaxxed. And they try to say that in this article. Sorry, I, like, looked at it. My thought about that was just like, okay, like, so the 20% need to be forced because the 80% want it?
Well, and the big issue is, so where I work, 75% of our hospital is vaccinated. And so that seems like the majority, but if that 25% is outright refusing to get the vaccine, we are already so short-staffed.
Yeah,
they cannot afford to lose 25% of their staff, and that's just not safe for the patients.
That's the argument I've been making with people lately, because the employers all across the board are going to require, you know, vaccines relatively soon. However, they don't have the staff to fire you, dude.
The Chipotle in Keene, it had to cut its hours because there aren't enough people willing to work there. And this has been like over a year. They're only open for lunch or something because they cannot staff the location.
Yeah, it's everywhere. So if you work in food service, my other job is in food service, and it's absurd. Their hours have been up and down for the last year or so, you know, just randomly closing at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
because people are exhausted, or randomly opening late because there's just no staff.
And this is everywhere. Their, like, entire, like, fast food restaurants have just closed down because they don't have the staff, and they need to bring their staff to, like, a different location to kind of make up the difference. So
it continues
for them
to
fire
asking.
Everybody is
yeah.
ridiculous.
Especially during the surge of the Delta variant, right, and all
yeah.
the ICUs being full, and we don't have the staff for this. So they're going to fire the rest of your staff? Is that that's your plan here? Because that's a stupid plan.
It's just going to – I think that them firing all the unvaccinated people is going to result in people who are vaccinated quitting, because I would just be like, at this point, I'd rather have a job that's, you know, I'm not, you know –
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it where all employers are doing this, so you can't get a job that requires
yeah.
you to have a vaccine.
Exactly.
That doesn't require it.
They're
True.
Trying to do that across the board in healthcare. In Maine, you can lose your nursing license if you
Holy
are unvaccinated
crap.
Starting in, like, October, I think. In
That's
pretty
insane.
Much in, I heard, so my friend is a nurse in Maine, and she was like, oh, I better move to New Hampshire. And I was like, well... most of the hospitals in New Hampshire are mandating it. And, yeah, we are fighting it, but who knows what's going to happen,
yeah,
you know?
David, the organizer of this protest that Nikki's reading the article about, told us that Dartmouth-Hitchcock is the biggest employer outside of the state, like the government, in New Hampshire.
I believe it. 13,000 employees is quite a lot.
Yeah. So David goes on to say, we're not anti-vaccine.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I'm not necessarily anti-vaccine either. I just see no reason, no motivation for me to get the COVID-19 vaccine. I've had COVID. I survived. I was just fine. I'm not scared of getting it again because I've already gotten it and I lived through it just fine.
Yeah,
and
me
too.
When
you think about it, most of the vaccines that were given have been tested and they have been out on the market for like 20, 30 plus years. where this vaccine has only been out on the market for less than a year, and it was tested for like 3 months.
Yeah, so I follow this YouTuber that I really like, he's so funny, and he posted the news of the FDA approving the vaccine, and he said, okay, losers, now employers can fire you for not getting it. And I messaged him and said, bullying people into getting an experimental drug is not a good look, and he said, it's not experimental. Sorry, we can get into it.
Yeah, absolutely, and we should get into it, because it is experimental. And it is bullying, and there's so many things wrong with it. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about this protest in Lebanon. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And we're talking about this protest in Lebanon. But before we get further back into it, I want to tell you about our latest video streaming service that we're using. It's Odyssey. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com. And you may be wondering, why does Free Talk Live constantly just go from one platform to the next? Well, it's because we're saying things that the establishment doesn't like. And because of that, we keep getting shut down. Twitch has not yet really done anything to us. Neither has DLive, but YouTube, the axis, the sword of Damocles is over our heads there, and it's going to fall. That's inevitable. So we started years ago uploading our videos to Library, where they cannot be removed. And now Library has a streaming service that you can find at video.freetalklive.com. That will take you directly to our channel. And you should move all of your YouTube videos there as well, because it's inevitable. YouTube is killing themselves, much like Facebook and all of these other big tech platforms that are just getting out of control with their censorship. And you can get around all of that by checking out Odyssey. Video.freetalklive.com is the easiest way to get to it. Video.freetalklive.com. Now, this nurse protest that just happened, I'm appalled that, let's look at this realistically. The World Health Organization says that when 70% of the world is vaccinated, they will declare that the pandemic is over. Now, that's an impossibly high goal when you have countries in South Africa that have like a 0.2% vaccination rate and Afghanistan, which has a 0.6% vaccination rate. I meant to say it's impossibly high. You're never going to get 70% of the entire world vaccinated against COVID-19. And even if you do, well, now there's a third shot that you need to be truly immune or vaccinated to COVID-19, and soon there will be a fourth shot and a fifth shot. So you're never going to be able to get everyone in the world inoculated against COVID-19 at the same time. It's stupid to even imagine that possibility, but at 70%, they will say the pandemic is over. You're talking about hospitals with 75-80% of its employees being vaccinated.
And that's not good enough.
And it's not good enough. They need 100% compliance from these people that they just can't afford to fire.
I'm also confused about the correlation between how many people are vaccinated and whether the pandemic's over.
Yeah.
Considering vaccinated people are testing positive for COVID and they're getting sick with COVID.
They can spread it.
So how does that even, I just don't get how it correlates.
Funny enough, the CDC's guidelines on this are basically that if you're fully vaccinated, which currently is two shots, but three shots if your last one was more than 6 months ago or something like that. But if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to get tested for COVID-19. But that's pretty much the extent, the full summary of what they say. Even though it's well known now that a vaccinated person spreads COVID-19 just as much as a unvaccinated person. So the unvaccinated still have to get tested so that they can be blamed for having COVID-19 and for spreading it. But the vaccinated don't have to get tested. And part of that is also because if vaccinated people had to get tested, it would become very clear just how many vaccinated people were still getting COVID-19. But one thing that has to stop is all of these people on social media saying, I had COVID-19 and I recovered, so I'm so thankful for the vaccine, when in all likelihood they would have recovered from COVID-19. Just there's usually nothing to recover from.
Yeah.
I had it. I didn't recover from COVID-19 because I was never freaking sick from it. I was tired and sore for about a day, but that could have easily have been the result of, you know, having just been arrested by the FBI and running around frantically trying to handle Free Talk Live stuff and trying to work my 50-hour-a-week job somewhere else. So being tired and sore was kind of understandable anyway.
And my doctor told me that natural immunity is better than the vaccine, so he wouldn't recommend that I get the vaccine because I had it and I got over it.
I once saw a study that suggested, I don't remember who said it or where the study originated, and the mainstream media never really covered it. I just found the one article that said natural immunity is both more effective and lasts longer than the COVID-19 vaccine, which, you know, makes perfect sense because the human body has evolved to do this over several hundred thousand years, where the vaccine is a very new thing that
speaking
they don't know
that,
a whole lot about.
Speaking of that, the story I started to tell right at the end of the the segment last. So this influencer on YouTube, actually, I mean, it was on Instagram. He's a YouTuber. He actually messaged me back when I called him out. I said, bullying your followers into getting the vax is not a good look, with like a throw up emoji. And he said, into getting an experimental drug, into taking an experimental drug is not a good look. And he said, it's not experimental. I love people who do their research. And I just thought, that was the first time.
Why would you even interact with this guy? I mean, he's clearly bought the, he's drinking the Kool-Aid.
He has to believe that it's not going to adversely affect him because he took it, and he has to believe that his decision was right. But, well, anyways, he didn't reply anymore after that. But I thought that was the first time I've heard someone say it's not experimental. I was like, but it's obviously experimental. How could it not be? Coronavirus just came out. Like,
we're in the experimental phase.
So I looked into it.
Yeah, dude, you are the experiment.
Yeah, well, if he did do his research, he would be able to find that very easily, even from the CDC.
So this is what I found out from this whole experience. I was wondering why they claim that. I was like, how could they claim that, and why do they claim that? That must be something that is pushed. So I Googled, is the coronavirus vaccine experimental, and it's all these fact checkers. It's not experimental, and they link to the CDC's papers about the testing, and it's just completely impossible to read like paperwork they have set out saying, yeah, we did animal testing. Doesn't say for how long. I couldn't find anywhere how long it said they did animal testing, and it's just, it absolutely does not prove that it's not experimental, but it's just link. It's a link, so people just believe that and repeat it. It's not
so
experimental.
People just see the titles.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, well, yeah, it must be true, but they don't actually look into the data.
But if you just use your real brain, coronavirus hasn't been around that long. So if there was a medicine that came out after
COVID-19
COVID-19, this one has not been around that long. So if a medicine came out after it became a problem, then it has not been out long enough for it to not be experimental. Like, this just use your brain.
This is a result of people not even knowing what experimental means, right? Like, everything constantly is always an experiment. We're experimenting with stuff tonight. Sure, it works relatively-ish, but it's still an experiment. We're experimenting with the idea of pumping massive amounts of carcinogens into the atmosphere with automobiles. We're experimenting with running an entire society on gasoline and U.S. dollars. These are all experiments.
An experiment.
So this, everything, having high fructose corn syrup in all of our food is an experiment. These government lockdowns are experiments. Everything always is an experiment if anyone at any point is trying to learn from it. So the COVID-19 vaccines are absolutely still experimental. They are still experiments that are being conducted because no one knows for sure what the results will be. We have to do it and then find out. I'm of the opinion that if someone wants to get the vaccine, they should be allowed to, but forcing them to is absolutely horrific. You can't force someone to inject something into them. I'm ashamed I have to say that. 603-283-6160. You can join us. It's Free Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan. At a Wednesday press conference, Blinken said that at least 4,500 Americans have been evacuated since the operation began on August 14th. He added that the August 31st deadline that President Biden set applies to the military and not evacuation efforts.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so.
And a federal appeals court has upheld the death sentence of a man convicted of killing 9 members of a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. A 3-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the conviction of Dylan Roof, who opened fire on parishioners at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston in 2015. This is USA Radio News. The Ohio State University has become the latest higher ed institution to institute a vaccine mandate for all students, faculty, and staff. Individuals at the school will have until November to become fully vaccinated. The school of more than 61,000 undergraduate students says that over 73% of the Ohio State community has already received at least one dose. Ohio State President Christina Johnson tells MSNBC that the school won't de-enroll students who don't get vaccinated, but will not enroll them for on-campus classes going forward.
So we're asking our students, faculty and staff, to get at least their first vaccine done by October 15th. And then we wait a month because depending on which vaccine it is, it could be 3 weeks, it could be 4 weeks. And then that's why the November 15th deadline. And then we're asking right now, if you're vaccinated, upload your information so that we know. And then we're asking by, you know, in December before enrollment for the next semester starts, to upload that you've satisfied that requirement. So we're students, but we won't enroll them in on campus next semester. We'll ask them to take their classes online.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. You can join us, 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Nikki, and Bonnie. And I want to say thank you to Joshua, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you value the ideas of liberty reaching larger audiences, you may consider joining the AMP program like Joshua has done. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. And it comes with a number of cool little perks. But really, the reason you should join is because you value Free Talk Live and you want us to reach a larger audience. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. We've been talking about the nurse protests in Lebanon and just the absurdity of requiring healthcare workers or any workers in a time when everyone is looking for workers to get a vaccine that they don't want. And there will always be some sort of place one can go in order to have a job that won't require a vaccine. You know, there's underground work and things like that that are unlikely to require you vaccines. People getting paid under table. That's ultimately what this is going to create more of, is people being paid cash under the table.
Yeah.
I don't see how it could do anything else.
Well, it's getting to the point where you can't even get medical treatment. It's going to get to that point where people can't even get medical treatment without being vaccinated.
And I actually just saw something.
And
where
plenty of people are for that. The people who are for that are also the same. Healthcare is a human right, people.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, right? We have to have socialized healthcare.
So you're talking about denying people human rights on the basis of whether or not they want to be jabbed with this vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, you know people will do that because Ian and I were denied access to an emergency room because there was no mask mandate, but we wouldn't wear a mask. I mean, there was for this in the hospital, that's their policy. Everyone had to wear a mask. But Ian was like, I have a medical exemption. He has a card with it written on it. And I just said, I won't wear a mask. I know it gave me strep throat at the beginning of 2020, and they kicked us out of the emergency room.
Out of the emergency room.
And there's only one in Keene. There's only one emergency room in Keene.
So they will literally deny you health care.
So yeah, they will, over a mask, so they'll definitely do it over the vaccine.
They literally want people that are non-compliant and that aren't buying into the mainstream narrative to die. They literally want them to die, and it's terrible, and it's everything that they claim to be against.
But if it's just to save one life,
yeah,
then we should lock down.
They are hypocrites.
To save one life, we must let 20% of the population or 40% of the population die because they're denied health care because they didn't get a vaccine that we wanted them to get. Absolutely horrific. The level of division here, this whole thing has been about, you know, a year ago, I wrote an article called Mass Dehumanization Disguised as Pity, because that's what we've seen here.
Yeah.
And I can't remember all of the details of it now, but this dehumanizing crap has been going on for the last 18 months, and it's only getting worse. It started with the masks, then it got worse with the social distancing, and the places being locked down, and essential workers, and, you know, now the essential workers, which would be more accurately characterized as disposable workers in most cases, the heroes of the pandemic are being told, get this vaccine to keep the middle class and the upper class safe, or you're fired.
Yeah, but we were good enough last year to work in the COVID units, and now all of a sudden we're dangerous if we don't get this vaccine. It makes absolutely no sense.
You want to know who's dangerous? Everyone who put themselves into quarantine at the start of this crap and who sat at home ordering DoorDash and Domino's and whatever other delivery services there are to deliver their groceries to them. Those are the dangerous ones. The ones who wanted the little people, the poor people out there working, putting their lives at risk, presumably, to getting COVID-19, to bring them their stuff. If you ordered even one thing while staying at home during COVID-19, your opinion on what you can do to help other people is null and void because you are, by definition, one of the most selfish human beings on the planet.
Yeah, and it's actually really ironic because in the beginning of the pandemic, quote, in quotes, I was working at a nursing home, working with COVID-positive patients, and I was working 16-hour shifts 5 days a week because we were so understaffed because everybody was quitting, and I stayed there, and I worked with known COVID-positive patients, not knowing anything about this virus. It was this scary, unknown virus, and now people have the audacity to tell me that I'm selfish because I won't get this experimental vaccine, and because I won't wear a mask.
You know,
give me a break.
I'm with you. I did this crap last year. I put on the mask. I worked in the kitchen. It got 100 degrees in that kitchen during the summertime. It was miserable, and we had to feed the demand of all of these ravenous bastards who wanted to sit at their house ordering food and getting it brought to them because they didn't want to put their lives at risk. And then they want to come back out, and they want to tell me, no, wearing the mask isn't enough. You have to get the vaccine. It's absolutely, screw you people.
Yep, I went out, and I was, like, one of the only cars I could see in my line of vision at all, delivering food in San Antonio, where normally it's, like, 100 cars in your line of vision where I was. I remember, like, I parked in front of the Majestic Theater, and that's, like, impossible, like, on a normal day.
Yeah, like, it's certainly bizarre to watch all of this play out. I mean, Burger King, McDonald's, all of these restaurants, they just constantly have their drive-through lines being pulled. I have a friend who works at a McDonald's, and they're just constantly getting slammed. They don't get a dinner rush, and then, you know, it dies off. No, they just sort of stay busy all night long. And that's the issue here in Keene as well with the restaurants, because after dinner rush, the college kids, they go out and they drink, and then they're hungry again after they leave the bar. So Keene has this weird way of just constantly staying busy as well. That's just being exacerbated by this and the fact that all of these other restaurants are closing at like 8 or 9 o'clock at night because they don't have the staff to stay open later than that. And that now you want to tell these people as you're, you know, the person stocking your groceries or whatever, keeping you fed, who kept you alive during the pandemic and is still keeping you alive, you want to tell that person that they're the selfish ones? Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. So to continue with this article from the protest in Lebanon, David says that he's not anti-vaccine, but that him, his family members, and some of the members of the employees at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Hospital are anti-vaccine mandate. He noted that as many as 50 people have joined him on the corner at times. He said they're...
That's a reasonable position to be in as well, because I'm not necessarily against masks. I'm against mask mandate.
Yeah, I'm against other people trying to force me to do something that I'm not comfortable with.
I'm against murder, but I'm also against mandates that, you know, prohibit murder, because the government has never made anything better by outlawing it.
Absolutely. So he also says that there had to be a voice for workers who fear losing their jobs and also feel uncertain about getting the shots. As he spoke, some passing cars honked, seemingly in support of his cause. And while me and Bonnie were there, there were so many people. There were a couple people who were flipping us the bird, and, you know, there was one lady who...
Nurses who would keep them alive if they were hospitalized.
Yeah.
They're flipping them the bird.
Yeah, exactly. So, and one nurse, she appeared to be a nurse, she was pulling out of the hospital parking lot, and she screamed, like, please get vaccinated, please get vaccinated. But for the most part, there were probably only, like, a handful of people that were rude, and most of the people were in support. They were honking, they were giving us thumbs up. Like, most people seem to have agreed with us.
Yeah,
so.
I wish I was recording when Nicole told me this. It's the nurse that was there, David's wife. She said that there was a car that went by with, like, some parents and teenagers in it, and they were, like, flipping them in the bird. Later that night, the teenagers came back by themselves in their own car and were asking questions. They're like, our parents want us to get the vaccine, and our parents believe in the vaccine. Why don't you guys believe in it? And they had never heard these things. They were like, wow, so now
they had never heard the opposition?
Yep, they had never heard the opposition.
And this is why this is so important, and this is why programs like Free Talk Live are so important to be airing on the radio and broadcasting out there, because it is so important for people to hear a different opinion and to hear alternate research.
Yeah, because the mainstream media is just going, get the vaccine,
yeah.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And if you Google like something like, is the vaccine experimental, and you just don't really know a lot about that type of thing, Fact Checker will pop up and it'll say, it's not experimental. And by the way, guys, listeners, if you want to watch the video of me and Nikki going to this protest, it's on Odyssey, on Freekeen's Odyssey.
Video.freekeen.com is the link to that. That's video.freekeen.com. 603-283-6160. That's the number if you want to join us. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, talking about this protest in Lebanon that Nikki, you actually attended, and the relatively positive press that is coming out of it. I mean, people are acknowledging that it happened, and in the world that we're in, that sadly, it constitutes positive press. I mean, just for them to mention the existence of the other side at all, and to be fair, and to actually quote the guy and not paint him as some sort of anti-vax monster, because that's what happened a lot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, especially with the mask thing. If you came out and said, if you did a no-mask mandate protest or whatever, the media was just going to, you know, tar and feather you as this anti-mask person or whatever.
They hate grandma. They want everybody to die.
Yeah, but really, I just want people to be able to make choices about how they live their lives. And to me, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
I don't know, if a person doesn't want to put, doesn't even want to inconvenience themselves to possibly save other people's lives, okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't surprise me that people worshiping the state wouldn't agree with that. It does not surprise me at all.
Of course not.
What really surprises me is when people have literal notes from their doctors and they're still like, nope, 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 you can't come in here. It's just like, well, I thought you trusted the experts.
Well, some people bought into the fear, right? And they created a no exception system.
Yeah.
And they were allowed to do that, believe it or not. Despite the American Disabilities Act and all of these other things, they were allowed to say, look, I don't care about your health exemption. This is private property. Get out of my business.
Yep. And the medical, the fast med, is that what it's called here? It's like quick med. It's not an emergency.
Like ready med?
Yeah.
Convenience MD?
Yeah, convenience MD here. They also didn't let me and Ian go in, even though Ian had a medical card. And they said, sorry, it doesn't matter if you have an exemption. We have no we don't take any exemptions here.
Yeah, and these are medical facilities that aren't taking medical exemptions.
And that's a private place. It's not like I'm saying they should have to, but it's just like you're not accepting that Ian's doctor said that he shouldn't wear a mask for medical reasons.
Yeah.
What?
They're being unreasonable, and that's his own issue. Sure. They have every right to be as unreasonable as they want. It is their private property. But at the same time, hey, Didn't you sort of take an oath to not do this sort of thing?
Yeah, it's discrimination.
They took an oath to do no harm. They could be doing harm by not seeing him when he had something, a weird, like, dot stuck in his eye for days. That was what we were there for. And they won't see him because he won't wear a mask.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And that's the whole point, is being able to provide health care for everyone and being non-discriminatory. And everything's just flipped, and now it's like, if you don't wear a mask and you're not vaccinated, then I guess you're just going to die. We're not going to give you health care. You have to do exactly as the state says, or else you're unworthy. And that's just totally the opposite of what this is supposed to be.
And for the people on the left who say, well, that's fine, he shouldn't be allowed to go, I want to remind you what discrimination in health care looked like 5 years ago when you were railing against it because it was being used to let trans people die after automobile accidents in the streets because EMTs didn't want to work on trans people.
Yeah.
That's what discrimination among healthcare workers looks like. And now you're suddenly okay with it because it's people you don't like who are being discriminated against? No, it's still not okay.
Absolutely. So this article continues, free choice versus collective responsibility. David, who owned and operated a personal training and fitness business before the COVID-19 pandemic forced him to close, said he's concerned about the trickle-down effect of DH's vaccine mandate. Him and his wife...
What is DH? Department of Health?
No, it's Dartmouth Hitchcock.
Oh, okay. Duh.
They keep abbreviating it, yeah. So, him and his wife, who his wife is pregnant, is 1 year away from becoming a registered nurse and hopes to continue working at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. The mandate, which he called anti-American and does directly affect his family, he said, should the Dartmouth Hitchcock mandate hold him... Okay, oh, sorry, I read that wrong. So, should the Dartmouth Hitchcock Hospital mandate hold, he said...
Okay.
He's concerned that similar mandates will go into place at the state's nursing homes, urgent care facilities, and emergency medical services. Many have.
Not to mention, you know, those same people, they worked through the COVID-19, so far the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic without vaccinations.
Yeah.
And now they want to force you to get one. I mean, you worked at a nursing home before we knew anything about COVID-19, and it was being painted as this monumentally scary thing. I was following this guy named Dr. Chen or something like that, who was a Chinese dissident, and he was posting videos of people just dropping dead in the streets of China being on fire. And I still don't know what the true origins of those videos is, but from what I was seeing, I was like, oh, man, this is actually bad.
Yeah, I was really scared. That's, like, crazy that you didn't quit or anything. I feel like I would have been
scared. I was terrified. And, you know, you have to have direct contact with these patients. And there were so many people that quit. And there were so many people who just weren't giving adequate care to these people. And I still would take my time with my patients because it's like I care about people and that's why I'm doing this.
Sure.
So
that's why I would become a nurse.
Yeah, and that's why I get so, like, personally offended when people are like, you're selfish. I'm like, I'm selfish when I was taking care of sick, elderly, dying people who I thought were going to kill me if I came in contact with this crazy virus.
Yeah, it's like...
You know, it's crazy.
Dude, you're demanding that I inject something into my body for your benefit.
Yeah.
And you're calling me selfish?
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, all the other nurses right now who are being put in this position, they were in the same boat as me, and I really feel for them, and I just... Medical freedom is so important, and it's forced vaccinations, or especially this experimental gene therapy, we don't even know what it's going to do in the future. It's absolutely insane.
They say, you know, this isn't experimental and the science has settled and all this other stuff. But, like, look, most of the stuff the FDA has approved, the real side effects of it don't really come out until 3 or 4 years afterward.
Yeah.
And we covered this last night. A former FDA official, I believe, admitted that FDA approval doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't mean the drug is safe and effective like most people think it does. No, it just means the FDA was paid enough money by Pfizer because Pfizer does pay the FDA directly to approve their medications, as do all the other pharmaceutical companies. Big Pharma is evil, and they've been working with big government for a very long time to orchestrate their evil.
Oh, and guess who was the head of getting the... a Pfizer vaccine, FDA approved.
The Woodcock lady?
It's Anthony Fauci's wife.
Woodcock is his wife?
That's his wife.
I'm not surprised at all to hear this. I mean, the whole thing is just a bunch of money being slushed into Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Massive amounts of money, because the vaccine may be free for you, but the U.S. government is buying those vaccines and then distributing them. So Pfizer is still getting paid. Pfizer has made more money as a result of this than they probably have at any point in their history. And now they're the first fully approved one, which, guess what, just means more money. They're not paying the FDA's costs here. No, they're paying the FDA as an investment.
Yeah, people have been saying, like, now they think that Pfizer's going to, like, petition the government to be like, we're the only FDA-approved one. You have to make it only Pfizer now.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll just approve Moderna within the next week or two. Yeah. I have no idea why they did Pfizer first instead of both of them at the same time, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
I don't trust the FDA either.
No,
so
I've seen
being
the list of drugs that have yeah. that they've allowed and then that had to be recalled. Like, if the FDA did their jobs and kept unsafe medicine out of the streets, okay.
Yeah, well, I was just saying how I don't eat, like, 80% of stuff at the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's FDA approved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't even take Tylenol because of the risk of liver damage. You think I'm going to take this mysterious experimental vaccine? Like, no, not going to happen. So in this article, an important thing to note is that the web address suedhmc.com redirects web browsers to the website of the Liberty Defense Coalition, which is organizing a meeting later in the month to discuss a lawsuit against the health system. The group bills itself a natural rights advocacy defense organization. And so I guess they're trying to sue Dartmouth Hitchcock. They must be, because that's what the
Is Dartmouth Hitchcock a governmental organization? Because
I mean, they get state funding.
Keene State College wanted to require vaccines
and
for their students,
yeah.
but because of the legislation in New Hampshire that prohibits government from requiring their employees or their, you know, it prevents the government from requiring vaccines here in the state of New Hampshire, Keene State College wasn't allowed to do that. Now, I'm curious to what extent Dartmouth Hitchcock is independent or private, because Keene State College certainly didn't qualify. So maybe they have a valid reason to sue here.
If it gets proven that they can't mandate vaccines, it'll be really sad for all these nurses who were on the fence about taking it, but then felt pressured into taking it or losing their jobs.
I know so many people who that happened to.
That's so sad.
That is tragic. I mean, it's sad when they hold your entire life, the career that you built for yourself, over your head and say, get this jab or we're taking it all away from you. But that's what government is. It's always holding something over your head, and it will always take everything away from you if you don't obey. Stop obeying, though. Sometimes it's worth the risk. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, that's free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.